say. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 15th of December, 2006. My guest today, Frosty Wooldridge, and we'll open up the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, at 800-313-9443. Let me sneak in a call here. In the last hour, I've had to let callers drop because I really wanted to get into some subject matter with my guest today. But let's take Terry in Texas here. Hello, Terry.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear, sir. Good. John, first-time caller. I guess the first thing, comment I want to make is I want to dispel a myth. And the myth is there is no border. It's not a border. It's a beachhead. It's a beachhead for the invasion, you know, as the floodwaters rise, as top tsunami continues to, you know, hit our shores, it's going to wipe out everybody. And as far as, you know, on that sort of same note, since this we are definitely engaged in a war, a battlefront on many ends, many ways, I think we should also get into the thing of changing the wording like our government does, like instead of calling them illegal aliens, they want to call them undocumented workers.
Right.
So instead of calling our border the border, we should call it the beachhead. And the same way, like, you know, they had some new offensive that took place, I don't know, it was about a week ago, I was reading the paper in Iraq, you know. Again, the first word in the headline for this offensive they took in Iraq was the coalition. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so frustrating. And then what's your other thing that was good, too, that comes to my mind is your talk show. Why do you call it a talk show instead of calling it a talk program? If this is going to be a war on words and a battle on ideas, why shouldn't we go ahead and use the same, you know, why shouldn't we change our terminology? Instead of calling your talk show a talk show, call it a talk program, because to me, show is like Oprah Winfrey.
You know what, Terry, you're exactly right. For years and years and years, I did call it a program. I didn't call it a show because I didn't want the Punch and Judy or the stage play going on. You're exactly right. And I got away from doing that. So just letting you know there.
I think it's time to start changing some of this terminology. Like I said, substituting beachhead for border and talk show for talk program. And there's probably a whole laundry list of things that they do. We should do the same as well. And I think that would probably, you know, I think what would happen is that if you had new listeners that say, beachhead, what is he talking about, beachhead? Mm. You know, it would go in their ear like a corkscrew. But it doesn't go in their ear like a corkscrew when you say undocumented workers.
Yeah.
It doesn't go in their mind, in their ear like a corkscrew when you say.
And Terry, something else that goes on here is that the mainstream media will always plays this up that, this is a bunch of people in this country that we're just all racially, this is just racial and, you know, we hate these Mexicans. I don't hate the Mexican people. By and large, for as much as these people have suffered for how many years down there, there's some pretty good people.
Sure.
You know, I mean, and do I blame them for wanting to seek a better life? No, I do not. Coming into this country, even making $5 an hour, this is like nirvana to them. You know, so I don't necessarily blame them. You know, but you let people do whatever they want to do, and they will do it. There are consequences. We're suffering them. I'm sure that these people who are coming across here, they're in Disneyland right now.
Yes,
but
they are.
You know what? What we've got to do is help the Mexican people down there throw their criminals out of their government and build their infrastructure and build their country up. Hang on, Terry. I'll let you respond right after this.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back. Frosty, anything you want to comment on that Terry has brought up?
Yeah, and Terry made an outstanding point. It's a beachhead. I want to really have you sobered up to the reality that Vancouver, British Columbia right now is a beachhead for China. Chinese are just, I mean, they have taken over Vancouver. I've gone up to Vancouver for the last 30 years now. It used to be very Canadian and very much English-speaking. Now you've got Indo-Chinese drug gangs in there. You've got they simply have taken over, and most of the Canadians that work, you know, of Canada, British Columbia, have left. And the same thing is happening here in this country. I mean, Los Angeles is no longer an American city. It is a Mexico. Miami is being taken over by illegal aliens and mostly Cubans who are not assimilating or enculturating into this country, don't speak English, and don't even care. If you look at Chicago, and I got screamed at, jeered, and everything else you can imagine this summer in Chicago, it is the second largest enclave of illegal aliens in the United States. And what Terry is talking about is that we are being invaded, and that our leaders, our president, are aiding and abetting it, and that this Congress is bought off by the corporations who are making a lot of money. And if you'll notice, these people are coming from third world countries where it's so miserable that they have to leave their homes. And this is a human dilemma. I call it a human dilemma. It has nothing to do with race, creed, or color. It has to do with the human dilemma of starving to death with no services, with corrupt government. But the problem is, they bring that same kind of corruption, that same kind of systemic corruption
mindset
into our country, and soon enough, if you bring millions upon millions upon millions, and again, we're going to add 100 million people to this country in 34 years at the current rate of immigration, then we will become what they fled. And then the shining beacon, that great U.S. Constitution, this Republican form of government, will disintegrate, will degrade into that of the third world, and then we will be no better than the third world. And then we will no longer have a middle class, because third world countries don't allow middle classes. Why? Because middle classes are educated. They think, they vote, they respond, and they will stand up. And so as we degrade our educational systems, and I'll give you an example, here in Denver, Colorado, where I taught school since 1973, we had last year and the year before that a 67% dropout flunkout rate. Now, one out of five teachers quits every nine-month cycle. We've got 40 different languages, and we have over 30,000 illegal alien students in our classrooms. You have to understand that over half of the children that are born in Denver schools right now come from high school non-graduates, you know, high school dropout women who are unmarried. 50 to 70% of the blacks and whites across the nation right now, Hispanics and blacks, do not graduate from high school. And so what we are doing is importing this massive overload of an illiterate class of people that cannot function in a first world country, and therefore they will continue to enclave, they will continue to grow, because of course all the welfare systems, the medical systems are geared to serve them. We have 350,000 anchor babies every year. That's pregnant women coming across our borders illegally and dropping a child, and then they become a ward of the state. You and I are paying for that. So what Terry says, we have a beachhead, and that beachhead is being stormed every night by 10,000 illegals. And we are going to pay and then pay, and then you're going to watch this society start to crumble into a third world type of country situation that they're fleeing. And so, yes, you're right on, Terry.
Anything else, Terry?
Boy, John, this subject, you could spend weeks and months. It's obviously action is not being taken, and certainly the mindset. You know, there's just so many threads going through my mind. It's like, which one do you grab onto? Because everything that you all talk about on this talk program is at crisis level, whether it's the debt, whether it's the war in Iraq, whether it's the illegal invasion. Devote a month on the illegal alien situation and all the ramifications, and that's just one topic. And
Terry,
it's beyond crisis level.
Yeah,
crisis level.
Terry, that's why my job, and this is one of the toughest things that I'm ever going to do in my life. My job is to get this programming in the top markets of this country, to get this type of programming and this information to the American people as fast as we possibly can, because they are not. And you can listen to the Sean Hannitys, or you can listen to the Michael Savages, or you can listen to the Rush Limbaughs. That's entertainment. That's just topical, hot-button, emotional push-button programming, I call it. And it's never talked about in substantial ways, substantial, as you put it. Everything we talk about on this network is at crisis proportion. I feel in my heart of hearts that more people in America need to hear the Frosty Wooldridges of the world and the other people that have real love and concern for this country. And we're not bigots. We're not racist. We love this country very much. As I said earlier, I love the Mexican people. By and large, they're just a wonderful people. But they've been screwed by the crime families down there for longer than we've been screwed in this country. And it's time that they stand up and take their government back. See, this is the one thing that should be pointed out here, that this was a shining example to the rest of the world on how to do government, that the people had freedom and liberty. We didn't have the government snooping around. We didn't have them picking our pockets. We didn't have 7 million people locked up in prisons. This is absolutely insane. And the American people are hungering for this. They may not know it yet. But when they hear programming such as this, Frosty, the first day that this network fired up, We were on radio here in Central Texas, and
yes.
it was gridlock down here. It was on a Friday night. My program runs 4 to 6, and actually the rush hour starts about 4 o'clock down here. But people were doing the old seek and scan under car radio, and I was getting calls going, my God, I've never heard anything like this. Where have you people been? And that's and people literally become addicted to this because it's such the import of the message is so important that my job, and it's no small job, is to get as much of this programming out to the American people as I possibly can.
And I certainly agree. What we are witnessing is the dissolution and the degradation of our entire civilization that has been built on the most successful form of governance in the history of the world. It's called the U.S. Constitution. I stood before Thomas Jefferson this summer. I visited Monticello. I actually handled the handles that he handled in his own house. I was so touched. I cried at his gravesite. If he were alive today, he would be in tears. As you know, men like Bill Clinton, men like George Bush, women like Nancy Pelosi, boxer Feinstein, men like John McCain, men like, well, I didn't call Teddy Kennedy a man. He's a breathing corpuscle, but that's about all. But all these representatives of the United States Constitution fail at every level, and they continue to fail. Men like Orrin Hatch in Utah, Chris Cannon actively works against the U.S. Constitution. Men like Joe Baca in California. I could go on for the next 10 minutes and share with you all of these senators and congresspersons. Harry Reid, he is anti-American. I call them the anti-American opposition, and they're the ones that are in power. And they're the ones that are destroying the country. And they're doing it because American citizens trust what their president is doing, trust what their senator is doing. But in fact, these senators, my senator, Salazar, aids and abets illegal aliens at every point that he can. The governor of my state, Bill Owens, he helped illegal aliens into the state of Colorado. And here we have illegal aliens dragging their girlfriends to death. Behind their cars on a rope. We've got execution of our police officers by illegal aliens in Denver just last year, Donald Young. Brian Jackson in Dallas was killed just, a year ago by an illegal alien, and another illegal alien killed another police officer just this year. You also have, one of my neighbors in Lafayette, Colorado, killed by an illegal alien who had been caught 11 times for drunken driving, let go every time, because of the sanctuary policy, until he killed Dale Inglis, and then they deported him out of the United States after he killed Dale without even arresting or prosecuting him, so he can come back under another assumed name and take up residence and then kill somebody else.
Well, and
I mean it's madness, but it's going on by the thousands.
Frosty, we have about at last count about 275 million weapons in this country, and I said this tongue in cheek one day on the air, but the more I think about it, the better I like the idea.
Oh, yes.
that we invite all these illegals, and I'll give up a gun to them, I'll give them a bag lunch, a few bucks, and if we've got 30 million of these people in this country right now, let's arm them, send them back across the border, let them have a good old fashioned revolution down there, straighten out their backyard. What do you think of that idea?
Totally agreed, because at some point, Mexico is going to have to face its sheer population numbers. It's going to grow from its current 104 million and mostly desperately poor society. And I've traveled throughout Mexico. I've already seen it. I mean, you have to understand the poverty down there is just unbelievable. And anyway, they're going to grow by another 200 million people in this century. That is the current rate of growth in Mexico. They're not solving anything. They're not running a very successful society. And at some point, they're going to overload their carrying capacity and their carrying systems, their water supplies, to such a degree that there's going to be mass death and mass revolt and revolution one way or the other.
But the detractors and our dear friends, our communists and socialists around the world, that decry the United States, that our standard of living, look at this, these are greedy people. They don't care about anything. They're eating up the world's resources. They're polluting. Let me tell you something, folks. It doesn't have to be that way. In this country alone, we've done great strides in eliminating pollutions. We didn't have to pollute. You can build nations, you can build cultures, you can build infrastructure around the world that doesn't destroy your environment. Do you understand that? And your standard of living goes up. You can send your children to school. You see where I'm going with this? We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Oh, crank that up a little bit. Leave that up.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what they said, the Constitution.
Yeah, in school, when they used to teach the Constitution. You know, Frosty, you being a teacher, I know you more than understand this. The curriculum that's being taught to through the public fools system in this country, they're teaching them to be good little globo cookie-cutter citizens, not this feisty, independent, constitutionally-minded people. They've just absolutely eradicated most of the history that should be taught and has been taught in the past in our schools. But it's gone.
It's gone in a big way, too. One of the things that has really gone is critical thinking. And as a teacher here in the early 70s, I remember we were forced to pass up those students who wouldn't do their homework, wouldn't pass the test because they didn't want to make them feel bad because they were minorities. And unfortunately, they learned the system. And I I dubbed it affirmative action grading. And what happened was all of these kids, that they were very quick to learn that they could do nothing to get passed up to the next grade and then pass up to the next grade. But, of course, as they did, they would learn how to not read. And we have 30 million plus functionally illiterate Americans in this country today. But what happened, the phenomenon happened in the 80s and even into the 90s, was affirmative action work. And so what we did was we passed up these people who couldn't spell their name or follow directions to take a job that was an affirmative action job. I mean, they didn't have to do anything in the job, and everybody around them had to cover for them. And I saw it, especially as a truck driver. Let me tell you, you see a lot of things going on, especially as a furniture truck driver. I got to deal with all classes of people, and I was just astounded. And one of the, there's four points that make this republic operational, especially the last 230 years. And if you remember, Thomas Jefferson said education was the key to everything in a republic. And Ben Franklin facilitated that with, of course, libraries and certainly the mail, the U.S. Postal Service, and the fact that he had his Poor Richard's Almanac. But the four points that make a functioning republic are, number one, that it has a highly educated population. And so that those citizens can critically think, and that they can speak, and they can debate, and they can resolve, and come to some solution of something or a matter that's a part of their community and or their state or the nation. And number two, that every citizen in a republic buys into a similar moral code, so that they all have and they are on the same page. That keeps the cohesion of the republic together. And number three, a moral system. That everybody stops for a stoplight, whether there's no cars there or not. They do what's right. They don't walk in and all of a sudden, because there's no one in the store, they just start stealing everything. So you need the ethical system going. You need the moral code going. And number four, to make a successful republic, which it has been for 230 years, a single language so that everyone can discuss, debate, come to resolution, and move forward with any kind of a crisis that they face, that they're all speaking and they're all on the same page. And if you look across America today, we're losing all four of those aspects. And as you see what's happening, you had a man like Tom Tancredo, which I have the highest regard for. I know the man personally. He's highly integrable. He would make a much better president than George Bush, I can tell you that, times 10.
Yes.
And he was not allowed to speak in Miami because of death threats. And guess what? Men and women from Valley Forge all the way to the jungles of Vietnam and the sands of Iraq have fought and died for your right to speak. And I think it was Patrick Henry said, I may disagree with what you have to say, but I will defend the death your right to say it. Because without that First Amendment right, there is no possibility for a Republican form of government, and nobody, not all of these illegals, would be running to this country right now, because our country would be as bad as their country.
Yeah, you mentioned the infamous one before, John McCain.
Oh, it makes me sick.
Because he came off, when he first got into politics, Frosty, he was a conservative Republican. You know, he spent time in Vietnam, and he was in prison. I mean, great theater, great stuff. Okay,
sure.
Let's see what this guy's going to do. Now, he wants to basically shut down the Internet and under a Protection Act for the Children. You know, I look at this guy, and it does make me sick. What really, really gets me is that people, conservative people in this country, and I'm not getting into this debate of liberalism versus conservatism, because we're talking about not left or right here. This is what you've been taught. This is how you've been conditioned in this country, that you run to your political party and you pick up their ideologies. And my God, the Democrat Party is immersed in liberalism and socialism and whatever ism that you want to think of. And, of course, the Republicans have been hijacked by the neocons. You know, so it's not left or right. It's right or wrong. And I've stolen James Carville's deal, by the way, under President Clinton when he was managing him. He said, oh, it's the economy, stupid. No, It's the Constitution, stupid. And we can stop all this debate. What happens in this country anymore, what politics is anymore, it's not the Constitution. We can eliminate a lot of the rhetoric, a lot of the BS, by getting down to brass tacks and using that founding document once again. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Saplin, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We have covered a gamut of topics on this program this evening, ladies and gentlemen. The phone lines are wide open. Do you have an opinion on what we've been talking about? Are we going to remain silent? Let's keep our juices flowing here. 800-313-9443. Frosty, I said this in the last hour, that we don't know how to organize in this country. And I was talking, I was in Washington, D.C. a couple of months ago for a talk. And I was talking to some people, and somebody had mentioned, well, you know, we should be concentrating on this. No, another person said, no, we should be concentrating on that. One person said the Fed Reserve, the privatization of our money system. Another person said, no, we should be going after the IRS. Another person said to me, no, I'll tell you what we should do. This could bring down their house of cards if we could just nail them on the September 11, 2001 deal. And I'm hearing all these comments, and I'm thinking to myself, and I just stopped everybody. I was standing in a group of about 10, 12 people, and I said, look, I said, what's wrong with this? that if we have enough boots on the ground, there's many different fronts in a war. We might win a battle here and there, but we're going to lose the war. And I said the key to this thing is, for you people that want more people in the 9/11 movement, for you people that want more in the tax honesty movement, you want more done about the Fed Reserve, you want an honest money system back in this country. I said all of these things are important. And I'm not minimizing anything that anybody has just said here.
Correct.
I said, but what we need is more boots on the ground, and we can fight many different fronts simultaneously. We don't have enough people, Frosty.
That's correct, and I would like the listening audience to appreciate that no other crisis we face will even come up to the level of what we're facing in the early part of the 21st century for the survival of this country. And if I may use the metaphor of the Titanic, I think it was Edward John somebody, captain of the Titanic, back on April of 1912, I think it was, sailed this massive, fantastic Titanic across the waters much too fast and much too arrogantly and much too brazenly. And, of course, he crashed into the iceberg. And one of the things that would have saved the Titanic is that if he would have stopped, if he would have turned, if some of the passengers would have noticed that they were going too fast, and hey, there's icebergs out there in the water. The Titanic was so huge that it couldn't turn on a dime. It took miles to turn this thing, and so if you right now as an American citizen realize that we're now on the Titanic as a nation, the nation has become the Titanic. Would you not want to start doing something like, if you're a passenger and you have children, wouldn't you want to go up to a crew member and say, hey, aren't we going too fast here? All right, you want to get an audience with the captain. Say, Captain, I paid money for this thing, and it feels like you're going too fast. In other words, if you couldn't get an audience, then how about getting all the rest of the crew and or get the rest of the passenger list and then start knocking on doors and finally just say, hey, you need to slow this thing down or do something.
You know, the irony about this, Frosty, is that, let's not rearrange the monogram deck chairs on board the Titanic here. Yeah, if the captain would have been a little bit slower and they would have hit that iceberg dead on, that ship wouldn't have sank. Or if they would have had the wherewithal to back up and at least plant some of the people on that iceberg that they just struck. But I understand your point here. And it is absolutely out of control. Politically, people have been trying to make a change in this country. We've had the libertarians. They've been in business for, 30 years? You know, everybody's idea is that, oh, well, we've got to run for president, or we've got to do this. No, what they're missing here, and I've been talking with people here in Austin, especially one Richard out there. It's going to be doing a show starting on Sundays. He said, look, political organization is not that hard. He said, you got to take over the precincts. He said, the framework is still there. People just aren't using it.
Right.
We have enough frustrated people in this country that know. I mean, look at the voter turnout. That already know, and they're in their minds, Frosty, they're thinking, well, it doesn't help if I vote or not. It really doesn't matter. But look at who you're voting for. Look who is coming into the arena. So what you do is you put your own people up for city council. You put your own people up for county. We don't like what's going on with the governor here. How about circulating petitions? I would love to see Rick Perry ripped out of office. I don't doubt that even with the amount of people that we have here in Texas, it's a big state, and there are other states that are more heavily populated. But I think properly constructed, properly worded, we do a petition drive and say, you know what? We know what you're doing, and we're not going to tolerate this. We will pull your butt out of office. And you have 100,000 signatures that are plopped on this guy's desk and said, look, the gig's up, fella. We know what's going on here. People are dying to take an action, but there's nothing for them to jump on in order to do it. And then that's where we are just absolutely. I mean, look, Frosty, look at the illegals last year. How many millions did they have in the streets across America?
Yeah, it was mind-boggling to watch them.
Oh, it was absolutely mind-boggling. And, of course, the news didn't cover it fairly.
No, of course not.
But the point is that they were able. Here is a bunch of uneducated, maybe the majority of them unemployed, who knows, but they were able to organize in a foreign land and fall out in the streets and get press coverage.
Oh, and raising, of course, the Mexican flag, the Honduran flag, El Salvadorian flag, as if they had rights. You know, in any other country, they get shot. They would get shot in Mexico if they were down there organized and marching in the streets. They would be all thrown in jail because Mexico doesn't tolerate any kind of illegal immigration. And they'll have you in a jail so fast it'll make your head spin. And they enforce those laws down there. And one of the things about that metaphor of the Titanic is that if the Titanic's captain could have stopped the flow of the North Atlantic waters somehow, if he would have had the hatches that would have been battened down and blocked any further inflow of the water, then the ship would have stayed upright and it wouldn't have become the greatest disaster of the last century, a human-made disaster. And so it's my feeling, if we don't stop this flood of people from the third world, if we don't stop this immigration flood, we're going to sink. And nothing else will save us, because once enough of them are in this country, they will become the country. The poverty pockets will be undeniable and unstoppable. To give you an example, I just wrote about it, and it was called the Poverty in America, Part 12 of the Next Ad to 100 Million Americans on Rents.com just yesterday. In 1985, there were 185,000 Mexicans came across the borders, and it's called colonias or colonies. That's what it's called in Spanish, colonias. And by 1995, they had grown to 500,000. And by 2005, 1.5 million. And the New York Times estimates that they will reach 20 million in the colonias. Now, the colonias on the border from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to San Diego, California, these are just paper tar shacks, pallets stuck together, no streets, no sewage, no electricity, no water, no toilets. These people are drinking their own sewage. Their own human waste is simply putrefying the grounds. Trash is built up. And I saw them personally. I filmed them in the last 3 years as I've been down on the border. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to reach 20 million. In other words, the poverty-stricken misery and poor and diseased and the crime and everything of Mexico is importing itself onto our side of the border and taking over.
Now and I'm going to get to the phones here, but
it's going to be ugly.
Let us not forget that we have a dollar that's lost 97% of its borrowing power. We are somewhere in the neighborhood between $70 and $100 trillion in the hole. We have gotten rid of all of our manufacturing. We've become a service-oriented economy. This country cannot absorb any more. We can't sustain ourselves at these levels. Wait what happens to next year, Frosty, when this economy really goes south, when we start to head into this depression, and this is why they're talking about, well, you know, if the dollar goes away, we'll just give you the Amero. Yeah, the criminals are always waiting. You know, they'll pick the carrion clean. But they're always waiting for the opportunity, and the opportunity is here for them now. The only thing we have to do is the very thing that when your child, when you were raising your children, folks, what was one of the first words that your child learned? No. Now, do you think as an adult, a thinking adult, that you can put a little bit more beef behind that word? No. That's all that we've got to start saying. No. No more. Let's go to the phones. Dave in California. Hello, Dave. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Yeah. Okay, I live in the Los Angeles area.
I feel sorry for you, brother.
I was just there last weekend. I was in a 60-mile bumper-to-bumper five-lane gridlock parking lot.
Yeah. They say, I've been driving for an hour and a half, and I still haven't left town.
That's right.
Well, you were talking about the Chinese in Vancouver. Well, the San Gabriel Valley, which lies just east of downtown Los Angeles, is I saw an article in the paper that the towns in the San Gabriel Valley vary from like 50 to 75% Chinese now. You know, you go down to Monterey Park or Alhambra, you know, you think you're in China.
Right.
And I live in a 6-unit apartment building in Hawthorne over near LAX, and the other 5 people or 5 families in the building are all immigrants. I don't know if they're illegal or not, but there's, you know, 5 of them, you know, 25 of them and only 1 of me, so I'm not going to ask.
Right.
And let's see, I've been out of work I just got my last unemployment check. I don't know what I'm going to do after this, so, you know, my future is much in doubt.
Well, I would make a suggestion. I would say get the hell out of California. By the way, Terry, or Dave, I'm sorry, do you ever listen to Terry Anderson out there on KRLA on Sunday nights?
Yeah, he's on a lot of different, he's on the internet in several places, and he's on KRLA, too.
He's great. I know Terry very well. We've seen the stage together.
Well, actually, he's on this network on Sunday nights at 11 o'clock Central Time.
12 years ago, just before the 94 elections, when Proposition 187 was voted on, Geraldo did a show there in Los Angeles, and I was in the audience, and so was Terry, his trademark overalls. He used to call into George Putnam's show all the time on KRLA. So he's
a firebrand.
He's a firebrand. No,
by the way, I'm going to talk to KRLA. If they don't have the personnel, I want them to either produce another hour for him, or we'll produce it here. We're going to give you 2 hours of Terry Anderson on Sunday nights.
Yeah, I think they had a...
This guy's a firebrand. And, you know, sometimes you talk about talk show hosts being one-note ponies. Well, this is a big note.
It's a big note.
And he's been absolutely hammering this thing. Dave, best of luck out there to you. You may want to migrate to Texas. We got some good people down here. You may want to get out of California, my friend.
Yeah, California's lost. I mean, it's done as an American state. And it's going to add 20 million people by 2035.
Yeah.
So if you think it's going to be viable, if you think it's going to be quality of life, if you think it's going to have a standard of living, if you think it's going to be a cultural bouquet, you have another thing coming.
Yeah.
Because Southern California is going to be a cesspool. I mean, it's going to be a human cesspool of balkanized, racist, drug-infested, schools failing, criminality, corruption beyond appreciation and understanding. It will be a third world country by 2035.
And Frosty, isn't it amazing that we started to put racism down in this country as far as blacks are concerned? But now we have a whole new problem that's been introduced.
Yeah, it's called Mexicans Azatlan, Reconquista de Azatlan. And these Mexicans are, if you go to the website, it's called Azatlan.com or .net, I think. Their first statement is for the Hispanic race, everything, anyone outside the race, nothing. And men like Joe Baca, Gutierrez, and all of the Cedillo and all those California people out there, they are the biggest racists. I mean, and they are blatant racists.
Yeah.
And yet they get away with it because they're minorities. But pretty soon, as they become no longer minorities, they're going to be dictating to all of us that are American citizens what they demand and what they expect. And whether they take back California and Arizona and New Mexico by default, or they simply take it over by sheer numbers, they're going to take back those states.
Yes.
Because their numbers are going to make everybody else, American citizens, so miserable. 800,000 people, Americans, flee California every year for the last 3 years now. It's already happening.
We're going to run out of places to run. That's the point.
Our home is only limited, so much of it, and we won't have any place to run. Once these hordes, and they are hordes, and they are invading, once they hit their numbers, again, reach the point where, just like the Titanic at some point, it couldn't take on more water, it simply sank. This country, in the same kind of metaphor, will take on millions. And ladies and gentlemen, there are 80 million more people added to the planet every year. 8 million of them starve to death. 10.5 million children under the age of 5 die of starvation or diseases, and that 80 million more people added to the planet every year now, they all want to come to America, and they are coming to America.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we make the rest of the planet more like America? Given people, if you give them an even chance, Frosty, they do what needs to be done. But we have repressive regimes all over this planet.
Right.
I mean, it's horrible. Let me go back to the phones here. Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment. You said something earlier about more boots on the ground. But prior to that comment, you had said that one person was talking about taxes and one person was talking about the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, perhaps we do have enough boots on the ground. We just have to get everybody talking about those subjects together.
And but what, more importantly, what we need to let the American people know is we've got millions of people in this country right now are concerned, and we're on the same page. Join us. Join us in the restoration of this country.
Correct. Correct. And as far as illegal immigrants, I'll call them that. I got no problem with that. I was always taught that if you break the law, you go to jail.
Yeah.
That means in America or Mexico or Germany or any place on this planet.
That's right.
That's correct.
I fail to understand our politicians. The people that make the laws can't understand that you have to enforce them.
Well, it's the globalization project. And once you understand the globalization process and all these politicians that are in on this thing, they are not going to do anything about this. This is what they want. They want cheap labor pools in this country. They want Mexico and Canada and the United States, Central and South America, all looking the same. And Frosty nailed it. He said, a middle class are the people that are educated, that they care, they pay attention, they vote. This is what they're trying to eliminate, the very heart, soul, and brains of this country. Bill, thanks for your call. I'm running out of time. I appreciate your call very much. Ron and Jerry, I'll squeeze you guys in the last segment of this edition of the National Intel Report.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
All right, we're running short of time here. Callers, I'll ask you to be brief in your questions or your comments. Ron in Texas. Hello, Ron.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'll run through it real quick. I know there's a lot of good souls out there putting up internet sites trying to be kind of central clearinghouses for all the information we have about this, because there's so many cracks and crevices of it.
Sure.
I wish that somebody would print out like just a one big list of maybe 100 to 500 911 truths, so to speak, with a documented link or two to each, where everybody could take that and send it off to people that it would be easier to check, because there's so many things. I haven't seen anything quite like that. Two other quick suggestions are that, as far as advertising goes, and this would be particularly good in regional areas, and if they had an AM or FM station put it in, but such as doing an aerial banner towing or skywriting, like pulling something like rbnlive.com, especially along beach areas and Austin area, for example, during drive time at home.
Right. Good suggestions. The problem is that, and I'll revert back to this. I don't like to dwell too much on the negative, but we got a lot of bright people out there. And the fact that I enjoy is they got the stinkers, we got the thinkers. But people, they need to empower themselves. They need to convince themselves and to understand that they themselves individually can make a difference. More importantly, collectively, we can make a greater impact. But I I'll say that I'm not going to be satisfied until everybody in this country hears the subject matter we're talking about. Without all the glitz and the glamour or anything, the dog and pony shows. No, we are in crisis in this country, and if this generation does not do something about it, we are leaving our children nothing. And I'll tell you what, Frosty, I don't want my prodigy tinkling on my grave going, you had everything. Why didn't you protect it? What did you leave us? Oh, my goodness. That sends chills down my spine every time I think of that. Ron, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, appreciate it very much. Frosty, we only got about two more minutes here. Parting shots, my friend.
Again, the key here is that each and every one of us has a responsibility not only to our country, to our state, to our community. We have a responsibility to our children. And I think Thomas Jefferson and Betsy Ross and Susan B. Anthony and Eleanor Roosevelt and, like I said, every combat soldier from Valley Forge all the way to the sands of Iraq took that responsibility seriously. But today, the American public is not taking that responsibility seriously. And I'll say again, this crisis, the immigration invasion of our country, will be noted in the history books as the single aspect that killed this country if it is allowed to continue. And so I invite each and every one of you to become involved, to go to my website, to become part of the solution, not the complaint, and quit saying it's they out there. If they aren't doing the job, then you need to step up.
That's
as an American citizen, and you become the next senator. You become the next writer, TV, or whatever it takes. You become the next Terry Anderson or Jim Gilchrist or Chris Simcox or whomever you idolize as a hero, and you become that here in the 21st century. And then when they look back and they read the history books at 2050, they'll say, hey, these brave men and women stood for America in its time of peril, got these borders shut down, and got this country back to a Republican form of government where it represents the majority of people and allowed the American dream to continue. So thank you very much for having me on board, and I certainly appreciate it, John.
Well, Frosty, it's been a pleasure. I didn't know quite what to expect. I've never done an interview with you before, but I'm impressed, my friend.
Thank you.
Your base of knowledge, your passion is what really grabs me, and I appreciate that. More people need that. Frosty, we'll be talking to you real soon. Do me a favor.
Yes,
keep the rubber side down. I don't care if it's 18 wheels or two wheels or anything in between.
Okay, we'll do that. Merry Christmas.
You take care of yourself. Thank you. All right, folks, that's it for this Friday. We'll be back with you next Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Think about some of the things we were just talking about. Think about that. Mull that over in your mind over the weekend. We'll see you Monday. God bless.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.